This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, I am supporting Trump because he's getting our economy turned back on and is an American president and is returning power back to Washington from unelected globalist combines. That does not mean I agree with a lot of what Trump's doing. If we had a liberal Democrat that was a real president and a nationalist that was returning power back to Congress from the IMF, the World Bank, the TPP, the UN, the WTO, I would back them, even if they were wrong on almost every issue. Now, with Trump, he's not as bad as that. He's more of a populist, very liberal in many ways. But I've seen a drumbeat the last few days all over mainstream news that Donald Trump is insane because from afar, they say he's a narcissist and a chauvinist. So I didn't know that a man believing in a man being powerful and strong was a mental illness. But under their mental illness criteria, it's now thousands of pages long, they've added over 100 new mental illnesses in just the last decade. In fact, if you oppose big, out-of-control government, well, you've got a opposition to authority mental illness. Now, psychiatry and psychology is about 200 years old. It started in Germany, in Prussia, and then in London, England, openly to control populations. Hitler used it in the first groups that he killed. They would have a psychiatrist say that the child was mentally ill or had a problem. They would just give him a lethal injection. And the parents would be told they died of some natural causes. That's all public. That's all known. No one debates the political use of psychiatry by authoritarian regimes, the Nazis, the Austrian-Hungarian Empire before that, the Weimar Republic, the British Empire. They had a guy that got invented lobotomies, would drive around and fix, you know, troublemaking mentally ill people that jumped around and fought back. He'd stick an ice pick in and gouge out the frontal lobe of the brain. Let me tell you, there was never any trouble from them again because they were in diapers. So like anything, like guns, they can be used for good or bad. The system of psychology, psychiatry. There's a lot of stuff in there that really is true. But it's already research and things people done before put into a grid that is psychology or psychiatry. That's what's happening. Now that said, the Republicans, here's the Daily Mail, it's also up on InfoWars.com right now. Republicans hit out an unethical psychiatrist who claimed Donald Trump's a dangerous mental illness. Now, did they say he was a paranoid schizophrenic? Did they say he was a psychotic? No, they said he's a narcissist who's also a chauvinist. I didn't even know. I looked up. Chauvinism's not even a mental illness. I guess they're going to make that. So this big psychiatric meeting at Yale University, where Skull and Bones is based, by the way, I should add. That was another German, Prussian. Nothing is Germans. I'm part German, but it was another order. And they come in and say they can see from a distance that he's narcissistic and displays antisocial narcissism and chauvinistic tendencies. They believe are grounds for impeachment. So the priesthood says our vote doesn't count. 25 researchers, who all met before and agreed, of course, made a drastic breakaway from the ethical standards by meeting at Yale University on Thursday to discuss evidence questioning the commander-in-chief's mental health. Because he doesn't care what they say. He doesn't care about the polls. He doesn't care about Bull. He believes in what he's doing. Some of it, I believe, is wrong. But nevertheless, that's why they're so pissed. They don't control him. They were unanimous in their conclusion that the president suffers a combination of personality disorders, which they, the priesthood, are adding new ones every few weeks. The psychiatrist defended the move. Let's get Steve Pachinik on tomorrow. We can't. I'm going to play this on the radio show tomorrow and have him on. The psychiatrist defended the move by stating it was either ethical responsibility to warn the American public about the dangers Trump poses to the country. Speaking of the Daily Mail Online, they insisted the president display of antisocial, narcissistic, chauvinistic tendencies that they believe are grounds for impeachment. Well, thank God you're there. No judge, no jury. Thank God we've got the German brainwashing soldier program called psychiatry to tell us how to operate. You remember one of the cartoons and stuff, like the psychiatrist is always a German? Oh, look, you teach them now, eh?
it will be quite easy to do it. We will make the population submit to your main Führer.
Just telling you where it's coming from. The Republicans have come out and said this is totally unethical, totally insane.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer here with you, and as Alex requested in that last video, he wants Dr. Steve Pachenik on, so we delivered. And Dr. Steve Pachenik joins us now to talk about the story that Alex just covered, the headline on the Daily Mail. Republicans hit out at unethical psychiatrists who claim Donald Trump has a dangerous mental illness. You know, it's funny, Dr. Pachenik, to have this story going out there when I think that there has been a lot more evidence of mental illness on the side of the anti-Trumpers than out of Donald Trump. But Dr. Steve Pachenik, what were the first thoughts that came to your head when you saw this story?
Well, the first thoughts that came to my head, number one, let me clarify who I am in psychiatry. Not only am I board certified, but I've been a board examiner for 10 years. So if Dr. Gilligan or any psychiatrist had come in front of me and declared that Trump was mentally ill because of their observations that they just made, they would have flunked their boards. In other words, they wouldn't have become psychiatrists. And I have literally flunked over 60% of psychiatrists who passed their written exams and have not passed their orals. In effect, these people have no idea what they're talking about. Number one, not one of them has ever been with a president of the United States, let alone five presidents. Not one of them understands the specific dynamics of a politician, which entails the following three elements. One is narcissism, which is healthy and says, I am important. We have that. The psychiatrists have it, because otherwise they wouldn't be speaking out and they wouldn't be so grandiose as to say dare to warn or duty to warn.
Yeah, that's listen perfect. To us.
That's correct. So they have that narcissism, they have that grandiosity, and they have that paranoia that something will happen, and that's quite antisocial. Now, I can use all of those three elements in psychiatric terms and make sure none of them ever pass their exams in psychiatry. However, what they're trying to bring up, and they do it in a fallacious manner, is that they do not understand what the politics of, and the dynamics of a president is all about. We had a very sick president of the United States. Unfortunately, we never talked about it, and that was John F. Kennedy, who had Addison's disease, certified, bona fide Addison's disease. Absence of adrenal gland was on amphetamines, on steroids, on drugs on a daily basis. Now, I say this as a Cornell University medical school graduate whose teachers were, in fact, the ones who treated him and warned me that this man was quite dangerous and psychotic and really had no idea what he was doing. As a result of his inability to deal with reality, we had the Cuban Missile Crisis. Then we had the nonsensical stories that cover up his history of ineffectualness and dysfunctionalism, calling it Camelot. So in effect, most of these people who work for dare to warn or duty to warn have no idea of the dynamics of the presidents. Woodrow Wilson was sick while in the last year of his presidency, and the presidency was run by his wife. FDR was sick. He forced anybody who took a picture of him in his crippled chair to be arrested or incarcerated or taken away. Now, the notion of using, and Alex is correct, the notion of using psychiatric diagnosis for political ends is very dangerous. My first assignments under the Nixon administration through the National Institute of Mental Health, where I was very high up, was in fact to go to the Soviet Union and release Christian dissidents who were political dissidents, happened to be Christians, but were diagnosed as sluggish schizophrenia. Now, what's happening now in Dare to Duty or Duty to Warn, they're putting psychiatric terms in a very dangerous ideological format. The Russians did that. The Soviets did that. We had to break it apart. We American psychiatrists broke it apart to eventually take down the Soviet Union. Well, now, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, and let's be clear, too. I mean, if we're going to sit here and start pointing fingers at politicians who might have, you know, mental problems, I think the fingers should be pointed first at the likes of a John McCain, a Nancy Pelosi, a Maxine Waters. It's amazing how they just completely forget all of that. And then you have all the stories that develop on Hillary Clinton's health. She's got gaps in her tongue. She's coughing up things into cups. She's having, she can't stop coughing. She's fainting. No coverage on that. Now, all of a sudden, though, it's Trump that has a mental illness. And what I think is going on here, Steve, is, and this is the type of thing we see with lawyers, with the ACLU. It's the same exact thing. You have people that are using their title and using their status to spread slander. By my opinion, by my estimation, with this most recent development with what they're accusing or trying to allege of Trump.
I would agree with your last point that, in fact, this is slanderous. If I were Trump, and if I were he, I would sue them because it's triple damages. Then they would understand what it means to be in a court of law to present a diagnosis which is, one, incorrect. Two, he has no mental illness because even if he is narcissistic, even if he is grandiose, even if he has delusion, you know what? He has built a multi-billion dollar business. He has built 15 years of television outstanding shows, and he became president of the United States. There is no jury in the world that would accept the diagnosis of mental illness. There is a jury of the Ethics Committee of the American Psychiatric Association that should come in and indict them for malpractice and a violation of the Goldwater Act, which means that no psychiatrist, including myself, can make a diagnosis about a man's mental health illness or a woman's without having interviewed that person. Now, I come back again. I'm sure that most of them, if not all of them, have never treated a politician. I mean, a congressman or a senator. If they had, they would understand that the basic underlying dynamics of going into politics, even into movies, even into literature, one is narcissism. Two is the notion that you can become greater than you are and you want to be greater. That's grandiosity, but that's healthy. The third is if you're in a hierarchical system, you are concerned about who's around you and who's going to do what to you, backbiting. That's called paranoid. Now, every one of those psychiatrists who became chairman of the department or became the head of some institution or nonsensical title had all three elements. And if they don't see it within themselves, they've got a problem. Now, we have generals and we have other people around him who, in fact, talk to him all the time. A mentally ill individual would not have 20 different people to whom he talks to on a daily basis for his opinion. Is it true that maybe he's not certain of his job? That may be so. That's not mental illness. Is it true that being president of the United States is kind of an overwhelming role? I would agree with that. I've seen that in many presidents. Is it true that when you're president of the United States, you become a little insecure? That's correct. Is it true that you have to lie at times in order to protect the republic? Because Winston Churchill says a nation must hide behind a bodyguard of lies. So if these therapists knew anything about political science, which they don't, that's why I went on to MIT and Harvard to learn psychiatry and political science. And we had specialists trained by Eric Erickson to teach us about the dynamics of politicians and world dynamics. None of these people are qualified. They've never had that experience. They've never been close to the President of the United States. They've never been overseas. They've never created a Camp David Accord. They never took apart the Soviet Union. They really don't understand anything other than their own narcissism and their own sense of grandiosity. And that's what we call projection. So if they want to continue this, I strongly suggest the ethics committee come in from the American Psychiatric Association, if they have any guts, and start to question each one of them. Then I would strongly suggest that the Trump family sue every one of them for slander and see what happens. Then you will see how psychiatrists and psychologists and social workers, who are basically meek in terms of their own careers because they're afraid to take risks, they go through and they write their own little books of narcissism that nobody ever reads, and then they go out and make a statement which is absurd. He is not mentally ill. He never will be mentally ill. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't take drugs. I'm sure that's a lot more than the 41,000 people who signed up for this nonsensical group.
Dr. Steve Pachinik is on fire. We will be right back. Alex Jones Show on a Sunday.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, the practice of law has not really been functioning around justice. It's been functioning around the law and legalities. And we're getting away from a justice system and a law system. And I'm seeing the same dynamic happening in the field of psychology, where, especially with this stuff, it's not about mental illness. It's not about addressing mental illness. It's about diagnosing everything. They just have to have a diagnosis for everything, even regular behavior, and then they want to make it out to be a mental disorder. Dr. Steve Pachenik is still with us. And, you know, doctor, when I think about this stuff on a bigger scale, I think back, and I remember this was probably about a year ago, they started pushing this narrative out there that they want to have these mental background checks, you know, so before you can get your gun, you have to have a mental background check, and they have all these new things that they might say that you have a mental illness, so you can't get a gun. And then, of course, there's the old lingering story where they want to say that conspiracy theorists have mental illness. Well, eventually they're just going to say we're all conspiracy theorists and nobody can have a gun. That's kind of how I see the overall picture. But let's get back to the point about these people targeting Trump right now in what we're both kind of measuring as slanderous statements against Donald Trump's mental health. I mean, do you think there's going to be any retraction of these statements? Are they going to have to suffer any punishments, or what do you expect?
I think they're too arrogant and ignorant to retract it. And let me tell you why I think they're totally ignorant. Forget the psychiatric part where I said it was incorrect diagnosis because he doesn't have a mental illness. Three of those elements, narcissism, aggrandizement, delusion, even paranoid, are consistent with anybody's personality who's in politics, the theater, movies, or books. But what makes it ironical is that they're so stupid, this group, and so arrogant that the Yale Medical School had no idea that the first book ever written about psychiatry and personal and politics was written at Yale in 1927. That's how stupid Yale is, and that's how dysfunctional that medical school is. The man's name was Harold Laswell, L-A-S-S-W-E-L. He was a man who taught me. He taught Lucian Pye, all from Yale, in Field of Soul pool in 1960s and the 70s about how psychiatry and politics goes together. But they're so stupid at Yale that I would, if I were Dr. Prince or Price, the head of HHS, I would decrease their funding. I would go into the Yale Medical School and clean out that entire medical staff because they're so arrogant, they're so ignorant that if this is what they're producing, they shouldn't be functioning. If they didn't know that Harold Laswell was the father of the field of political psychiatry and psychology, they are dumb. They're just plain arrogant and dumb, as well as Lucian Pye, all the PhDs that we got. That's why psychiatrists, psychologists, and mental health professionals failed repeatedly. That's why I flunked over 60% of them. I trained at Harvard, and they were terrible at Harvard. And most of these psychiatrists have no idea beyond their own navel what really goes on in the real world, in the political world, in the international world, other than their own narcissism. And with a left-wing ideology or a right-wing ideology, it doesn't matter. Stupidity finds an ideological purpose. But understanding and having a sagacious mind means that you have to learn something other than your own narcissism and your own belly button. So that they didn't go out of their way to look up in the Yale Medical School and the Yale Social Science Department. Harold Laswell was the father of this entire field that I'm in, political psychiatry and psychology, where Lucian Pai, Richard Solomon, and seven or eight of us graduated with PhDs, and we became the deputy assistant secretaries under Nixon, Ford, Reagan, Carter, Bush, so on and so forth. So what you have here is the arrogance and stupidity of a group of people, whether it's on the left or the right is irrelevant. But collectively, you see how dangerous they are. And in a way, Alex is correct. When they have this groupthink and they're dysfunctional, they go to extremes. And when they go to extremes, they do exactly what you said, Owen. Everybody has a mental illness. I happen to have been a senior official at the NIMH in the 70s when the American Psychiatric Association and Mel Sapshin called me in and they wanted to develop the DSM-1, the Diagnostic Statistical Manual 1. And I warned them, if you keep doing this, you will have a book 5 and 6, which they have now, where everybody, but everyone will have a diagnostic illness category so that you can make money. Because the real issue in psychiatry is how do we build a patient if we're doing psychotherapy 45 to 50 minutes a day. That came out of the psychoanalytical school, and it came out of Freud. And where I was trained by analysts and others at Harvard who had no idea how to commoditize their time. So what happened was the American Psychiatric Association became money hungry, affiliated themselves with all the drug companies, and I left. I left because I found that there was no integrity, there was no basic gravitas, and the intellectual basis of that institution was failing. That was true of psychology, where we saw the involvement, the American Psychological Association, in the 9/11 interrogation of so-called terrorists. And they charge us millions of dollars. These were inept psychologists who got contracts from the CIA. So what really has to happen is the investigation of psychologists, mental health worker, and psychiatrists, and let's reverse the entire system to find out exactly what they know, exactly what they do not know, and how dysfunctional they have become. That's what I would do if I were in power. Because it's time to turn the table and say, okay, let me see what you know. Let me see what you're capable of. And in my opinion, very little. They push drugs. They have no other idea. And one of them, Gilligan, thinks he's an expert because he treats violent people in a mental institution, Bridgewater. I used to send patients from Mass Mental Health to Bridgewater. That's not a qualification for anything in terms of politics or in terms of world affairs. I ran the St. Elizabeth units for the criminally insane as well. That didn't put me in the position of understanding the various presidents, the vagaries of political systems, and the dynamics of them. In fact, what you've seen is stupidity writ large.
Well, I actually studied psychology when I was at college, too. And I remember at the university I went to, I had a professor that said, look, take the DSM with a grain of salt. They change it every year. There's a huge consortium of people that are just working with pharmaceutical companies to try to push drugs down our throats. You just broke that down in the most cutting-edge fashion as it can get. But real quick, Dr. Pruchenik, what does it say about these people's entitlement where they're obviously upset with the result of the election, whether it be they liked Hillary, they predicted Trump could never win, whatever it be. Clearly, this is just in response to them not liking the results of the election. They think they can just make these claims? They can just make these claims and have them stick because they're upset over an election result? And you're telling me they're not mentally ill?
Well, I don't think they're mentally ill. I don't think any of them are mentally ill. Of course, I said Donald Trump is not mentally ill. And I don't think any of those people who made those statements. What they are is arrogant, dysfunctional, inept, and highly discredited. They're very clearly inept in terms of understanding ideological differences. And so they use the only weapon they have, which is to categorize people into mental health categories.
We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
You know, Dr. Prochenik, the reason why I got into psychology and why I still appreciate studying it is because I really feel that you can make so many, you can make such a better judgment of situations and people and everything, just understanding psychology and health and how people operate. That's just a general statement, but this gives you so much insight. You have a lot more experience with all that. In fact, you've written a book, and you wanted to talk about that now. You wrote this book, I think the crew told me, some 30 years ago, The Mind Palace. Tell me about this book, and tell me about its why it's still relevant here today.
Well, I'm amazed that it's relevant today, but 33 years ago, when I was in the Soviet Union, I was working in the 1970s under the order of the National Institute of Mental Health and President Nixon to go into the psychiatric hospitals in the Soviet Union, and particularly in Moscow, what was called the Kachenko Psychiatric Hospitals, where dissidents who happened to be Baptists, Anabaptists, Christians, were diagnosed and given a diagnosis which never existed, called sluggish schizophrenia. That's very much like these people who are now calling Trump, who doesn't have mental illness, something who he's dysfunctional and antisocial. Absolute nonsense. But the Soviets used it in such a way that they didn't have to bring him, as you would say, through the court system in their system. So we were able, I and others who were involved in taking down the Soviet Union, we were able to go to the Kachenko Psychiatric Hospital. I negotiated with the last doctor who worked with Stalin to get dissidents out of the Kachenko Psychiatric Hospital and commoditize them with WAN computers. Now, what do I mean? In order to spare the Soviets their indignation, and I didn't want to hear about their human rights abuses, I said, look, if Mr. X is here, it happens, he's a dissident, I'll give you 5 Wang computers. In those days, we had Wang. For another person, I would give you 4 Wang computers, and so on and so forth. We got hundreds of dissidents out of that psychiatric hospital. But just like what they were doing in Dare to Duty or Duty to Warn, this is very dangerous to walk into a political system and use psychiatric or psychological diagnosis to incarcerate people and to designate them as mentally ill. The Soviets were brilliant at it. Eventually, we were able to take down their country because of their weakness. I warn those who do this, and I'm part of that group, that if you don't cease and desist, you will see exactly what will happen to you is what happened to the Soviet Union. I don't know who funds you. I don't know who's backing you. But clearly, you're way beyond your own capabilities, and you're in a field that you know nothing about. You were never trained in national character. You were never trained in international relations. You never worked in the executive branch, either in terrorism, counterterrorism, or intelligence. And you really never understood the dynamics of politicians. Having said that, that's a clear warning to these people that they're treading very dangerous grounds, politically, economically, and elsewise.
Well, and you make a fair comparison there between Soviet communist practices and practices that we're now seeing from what I would call the political left. That's my words, not yours. But I'm just curious, just real quick, could we get into this? Because I think it might help people understand a little bit more, myself included. What was the motive? Get in more to the motives behind the Soviets wanting to bring in all of these dissidents and claim all these mental disorders.
It's a very good point, Art. The key point is just what they're trying to do with Trump. In other words, in order to avoid the legal system, even within the Soviet Union, where we in the United States and in the intelligence community and elsewhere, we could track where the dissidents were. They hid them under a mental label that was called sluggish schizophrenia, never existed in worldwide psychiatry, and they were able to shuffle them from one hospital to another, interrogate them, use all kinds of techniques to make them, to kowtow, to be able to frighten them. And using that system, they were able to break the dissidents. Now, I don't think Putin uses that now. I think the Russians don't use that, but that was used in well into the 70s, 80s, and even the 90s until we took it down. Now, what I'm warning the left and the right, if you use mental illness as a way of discrediting someone who you don't like ideologically or for whatever reason, you better be careful because you're treading on dangerous grounds. You then will be culpable for malpractice, for ignorance, for all kinds of professional violations, which have to do with the Goldwater Act, when a whole group of psychiatrists decided that Goldwater was paranoid because they didn't like his particular ideology on the right. Now, it comes to you and me, Owen, and Alex Jones, where we're called conspirators. That's fine. Yeah, I'm proud to be a conspirator because 9/11 was a conspiracy. Sandy Hook was a conspiracy. My training in intelligence and in those fields allowed me to say to the CIA, you pull this again and you see what happens. You see what happens when you get a Hillary Clinton or you get a Gaddafi or Libya, and you'll see how you'll disappear. So what I'm saying in effect is there are those of us who are far more sophisticated than this group of neophytes who think that they can do whatever they're doing, and we will make certain that they will pay a very heavy price for this. Is this politically motivated? Of course. Do they know anything beyond their narrow scope? No. These are so, they're so ignorant that I told you again at Yale University, that was the lodestar for national character, for political psychiatry, and that then went to MIT. Yet they had no idea what they were talking about. I would look at the NIH grants or NIMH grants that go to Yale Medical School in general, and I would be very careful to assign them any kinds of major funds because repeatedly they have come up as a problem. In Sandy Hook, it was a psychiatrist at Yale that created this Adam Lazarus, some character that never existed. It was an RN psychiatric nurse who corroborated that the man who never existed was involved in Sandy Hook and killed 22 people. So Yale Medical School and Yale University is a real problem. What they have done in effect is to bring the heat down on them once again because of their arrogance and their ignorance.
Yeah, I'm sure that you're not going to hear it for that last Sandy Hook statement. But going back, you know, you talked about the communist Soviets. Basically, it's a 1984 soft disappearance with this, you know, claim of a mental disorder that they were using to silence dissenters. But, you know, it's funny because you also made some very powerful statements when talking about these psychiatrists, you know, essentially, you know, breaking protocol to make these accusations. I'm seeing this all across the board. To be honest with you, Dr. Brchenik, I'm seeing this from lawyers. I'm seeing this from politicians. I mean, by my measurement, if you're out there spreading, whether it be fake news about Trump being a mentally deranged, or whether it be fake news about Trump being a Russian operative, or fake news about Trump harassing this woman or that or the other thing, all of that to me is slanderous. All of that to me needs to start getting hit with lawsuits. I'm just curious, do you really think that this might be the one to break the back of all of these people that, in, by my stretch, have been breaking the law and need to have something come after them? Do you think this is finally the one that will break it, or is this just going to get shoved under the bed like the rest of it?
I think you've hit on something quite important. If I were the Trump family, this is the one that I would hit them with. And this is the one that I would ask Republican senators and congressmen to get together and call a hearing and bring in the Dr. Gilligans and Garnett and Lilly, all those people who are so certain of their diagnosis, to explain to the American public how they came to that diagnosis, what made them qualified to say it, and give them the airtime to sink themselves and to show how pathetic they really are in general. That's what I would do. I would then sue them, and I would let Trump do whatever he wants. But honestly, I would want them in front of the public. I want them in front of Congress and the Senate. And I would want Yale Medical School to explain why they continuously have these hearings, although they disavow any affiliation. That's disingenuous. Yale University has repeatedly been in trouble with all these false flags and the Kerrys and the Bushes and all that nonsense that Alex correctly said about Skull and Bones, but more importantly, Sandy Hook and other elements, where I think it's time that Yale be examined very carefully. There's an old French saying which says...
That's Dr. C. Brchenik. We're taking a break.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, because of your support, we are able to get the great guests like Dr. Steve Pachinik. And InfoWars is going live almost. We do about 20 live broadcasts a week now, thanks to your guys' support by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Alex is so grateful that he has let the Easter Mega Special go on for a week past Easter, folks. You got to take advantage of this. This is absurd that it's still going on. But these deals, 30% off, BrainForce, 25% off, a number of other select items. Make sure you check out the Easter Special. Real quick, though, I want to give a plug to the Alexa Pure Breeze, our air filter, that I just got recently in my home. Let me tell you, this product is amazing, folks. You can really notice a difference in the air quality in your home.
And then it has this amazing automatic setting. If you open the door and close it, it kicks back on because it realizes there's bad air. I put out some bad charbs into my trash can. It kicked on because it recognized the bad air. If my pet does this, you know, duty, it kicks on because it senses the bad air. It's really an incredible product. It really freshens the air in your home. Take a look at the ElectroPure Breeze for the best air filters out there. Let's go back to Dr. Steve Pachenik. Final segment here, Doctor. You know, I'm just going to kind of make a half-hearted statement here, but what I'm seeing, a lot of this ridiculous rhetoric that comes out of the left is a direct response to the fact that they're losing and that our rhetoric ticks them off so much. For example, one meme that caught a lot of fire over the last political presidential election was liberalism is a mental disorder, so now they want to go point out everybody else has a mental disorder. Those are my words, not yours. But Steve Pachenik, final words on this story, the psychiatrist trying to label Donald Trump as mentally disabled and unfit to be president.
Clearly, it's non-professional and it's absurd. But the most important thing I think the audience should realize is, number one, we're still in the process of a second American Revolution. Trump got in. We put him in there. Some of the things he's doing, I really don't like, but that doesn't constitute mental illness. I mean,
that shows that you're sane, actually.
That's correct. I mean, he's doing things that I don't particularly like, but there are things he does that I do like in terms of the taxes.
Yeah, just a real interjection. It would show mental disorder. I think it would show you have mental disorder if you just agree wholeheartedly with anything an individual does. That, to me, shows a sign of mental disorder. But back to you, Dr. Pachenik.
Mental disorder was very obvious in John F. Kennedy. I mean, the intelligence community knew it. The military knew it. We all knew it in the political science arena that he had a serious mental disorder, but it didn't look like that because the system was able to say that his tan wasn't part of Addison's disease, a pathology. It was the fact that he was a sportsman and could run around in Cape Cod, which was nonsense. But let's go back to the key issue. Number one, there'll be uncertainty. I understand that. Number two, we seem to be approaching two different conflicts. One is North Korea, one is Syria. My suspicion is that both our military generals, that is General Mattis, Kelly, and McMaster, all three of them, will prevent a war. But what they're doing is signaling in through the movement of troops and through a presumed airstrike that we will not tolerate any kind of bullying either on the part of North Korea or on the part of Syria. Now, the warning I have for our administration has nothing to do with mental illness. It has to do with my having been in Syria and being interrogated by Bashar Assad and having understood one thing about Bashar Assad. He will never leave. So our attempt to get rid of Bashar Assad is wasteful. It's at the same time dangerous because Bashar Assad and the Assad family, they're Alawites, but they protect 2 million Christians. I've said this repeatedly. If Bashar leaves for any reason, millions of Christians will be slaughtered. I warned that in terms of Egypt with the Coptics. They didn't listen to me. There were 20 churches that were burned, eventually 200 churches. Then I warned about our invasion into Iraq. I said that the Assyrians will be slaughtered. They were slaughtered. I am warning now to the people in the Trump administration, do not go in and take out Bashar Assad. The CIA is wrong. They have no understanding of what this is about. I've been involved with Bashar. I fought against him. I fought against his father. But if you take him out, I will guarantee you hundreds of thousands or millions of Christians will die. Now, that's the type of concerns that I have in this administration. The second concern is I don't want to see Jared Kushner or Ivanka Trump in the White House. That's not of interest to me. I didn't vote for her. I didn't vote for him. I voted for Trump. If he is uncertain, then let him appoint others. But I certainly don't want the panoply of Goldman Sachs investment bankers, many of whom I know about and have never created a company, never taken a risk on their own, and got fat doing nothing. Now, how do I know that? I was managing director of Gitter Peabody. I took it down, and I got rid of $600 million. So if Goldman Sachs thinks they can run a government, they better think again. So what I'm saying to our people of the Alex Jones, the people of the InfoWars, they call us conspirators, they call us right-wing nuts, whatever they want to call us, we have to continue to make sure that our word is heard, and we feel very strongly that Trump may not be going in the right direction. That doesn't mean he's mentally ill. That means we don't agree with what he's doing.
And that's a very important point, because we put Trump in office. We, not the media. See, the media is confused about that. The media thinks they can take Trump down. They didn't put Trump in office. They can't take him down. We put Trump in office. We will decide where the ship goes. Real quick, Dr. Cipochnik, I want to get your take on a couple things before we get you off here. Now, we know that the narrative that the Democrats tried to play during the election was that Trump was either being working for or in collusion with the Russians and WikiLeaks. Now, since then, obviously, you mentioned Syria, but the Trump administration, the United States, is now pivoted against Russia and now pivoted against WikiLeaks. How much of that do you think is brinksmanship, and how much of that do you think is the real deal?
I don't think it's the real deal. Number one, Julian Assange was very helpful to many of us in terms of the leakage. I think Pompeo was wrong as a director of the CIA. I don't know him. I don't think he has an intelligence background. He was at West Point, but that's not relevant to me. His deputy director was involved in the torture of many of so-called terrorists. I'm not happy about that. But let's go back into WikiLeaks. They were very important in terms of our revolution and getting Trump in there. The Russians had nothing, but nothing to do what Alex Jones, myself, and others who were involved, I will not name them, got involved so that Trump could be where he is. And he has to remember that. It was not the media. It was not the Heritage Foundation. It was not the Mercers. It wasn't even Bannon and Breitbart. It was Alex Jones and the InfoWar audience of millions of people who started not 5 years ago or 6 years ago. We started 14 years ago when Alex brought me on board to talk about 9/11. So that's the key that we have to run through.
So even though that the Trump administration and Trump himself has moved the chess pieces on the board into completely checkmating the Trump-Russia collusion and the Trump-WikiLeaks-Russia collusion, completely checkmating those, do you still think they're going to go forward with those narratives despite the brinksmanship from Trump?
I don't think so. I think what will happen, that they'll just say, I think no one's going to indict Julian Assange for what? For helping us out? He has not been a terrorist. He has not created any damage. If anything, we should have made him a U.S. citizen. So I don't agree with the statements. The second part is very important. Russia will always be our ally. They were our ally in World War II. They took the brunt of the war, as Marshall said, Eisenhower said, and every other president knows that. Russia is not the Soviet Union. Putin has his own problems. Putin now knows he's got 82 districts where there's 600,000 truckers who are on strike and don't want to haul any of the goods through Russia. So he's got his own problems. He doesn't need to get into our situation. The problem was Hillary Clinton, and the book is correct. We had read it correctly. I said from day one, this was not a woman who understood strategy. She did not understand tactics. She was so arrogant and so ignorant of the moves that she should have made that she didn't listen to her advisors. Now, why do I say that? I said because if Trump could use the Twitter and Hillary had to spend $100 million and still didn't listen to her advisors, that's self-destructive. And it was obvious to me that she was self-destructive. And Bill Clinton even recognized that point.
Going down that road, final minute of the show, is this reverberating on the political left?
This woman who could have been the president of the United States, who should have been in many ways, who's not lazy, she's not stupid, but was so arrogant and so ignorant of what she had to do, her arrogance totally self-destructed her. And she didn't even listen to Bill Clinton. And I watched that. And I said, this is one of the biggest mistakes in the Clinton administration. Because if she had listened to him, she might have won the electoral votes. But she didn't. And she didn't even listen to Dewey Square or any other consultants. $100 million went down the drain. It isn't that we won that successfully to Trump. It's that she was so self-destructive that it was obvious to me and others who developed strategy and tactics where we're not in the front line, but we were working with Alex Jones, that it was easy to hit her and her team. I couldn't believe that.
Steve Pochnik, thank you so much. We got
today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063.
They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.